אתם עם SBS בעברית.
President Reuven Rivlin sent his deepest condolences and heartfelt sympathy to the Queen and the British people on behalf of Israel on Friday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement, "Prince Philip was the consummate public servant and will be much missed in Israel and across the world." In 1994, Prince Philip visited Israel to pay respects at the grave of his mother, Princess Alice, one of the righteous amongst the nations, who is buried on the Mount of Olives. Israel decided to make a formal response to the Hague-based International Criminal Court's decision to open a war crimes probe, saying it won't cooperate with the investigation. Thursday's letter noted that Israel completely rejects the claims that it is carrying out war crimes and stressed that it is committed to the rule of law and capable of investigating itself. On Tuesday, President Reuven Rivlin gave incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the mandate to form the next government. After extensive consultations with representatives of all the parties elected to the Knesset in last month's election, President Rivlin expressed his fears that there was little chance of anyone creating a coalition of 61 MKs, but he gave the opportunity to the person with the highest number of recommendations. Netanyahu received 52 endorsements. Yair Lapid received only 45, after Gideon Saar, the Joint Arab List, and Ram did not rally behind him. Instead, they chose not to make a recommendation. Naftali Bennett's Yamina party gave its 7 votes to him, their party leader, cementing Bennett's pivotal role in forming the next government. After the nominations were made to the president, Yair Lapid announced that he would be prepared to enter into a coalition with Bennett, in which Bennett would serve as the first prime minister in a rotation deal. On Thursday, Bennett had his first ever face-to-face meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his official residence. The political rivalry between the two reached its peak during the elections when Netanyahu endorsed the Religious Zionism Party, whose leader Bezalel Smotrich broke with Bennett before the elections. Bennett agreed not to negotiate with Lapid again for the next 2 weeks, but to continue to negotiate with the Prime Minister. He has a series of demands, without the fulfillment of which he will not join any coalition. Smotrich also met with the Prime Minister on Friday and expressed optimism that the Prime Minister's right-wing rivals, Bennett, Saar and Lieberman, will drop their opposition to joining a government headed by Netanyahu. He reiterated that he will not join a coalition backed by Ram, whom he referred to as terror supporters and terrorists. Joint List MKs sparked an outcry on Tuesday at the official swearing-in of the 24th Knesset, when they substituted the traditional commitment to serve Israel and the Knesset with commitments to fight apartheid, the occupation and racism. Knesset lawyer Sagit Afik announced sanctions on the renegade MKs, which included revoking financing for parliamentary advisers, legal expenses and travelling abroad for parliamentary activity. The 4 MKs are expected to swear in as required tomorrow. In a separate parliamentary protest on Thursday, Ahmed Tibi walked out of the traditional Knesset ceremony for Yom HaShoah, in which the names of victims are recited, in protest of the participation of the new far-right lawmaker Itamar Ben-Gvir of Religious Zionism. Tibi said, "I will never legitimize a racist who denies my and my people's human rights." On Wednesday night and Thursday, Israel observed Holocaust and Heroism Remembrance Day, Yom HaShoah, beginning with the torch-lighting ceremony at Yad Vashem. Shmuel Nah, 96, Zahava Ge'alel, 86, Manya Biganov, 94, Helena Friedman, 89, Yossi Chen, 85, and Sarah Fishman, another survivor of Auschwitz, represented the 6 million who were murdered and the 180,000 survivors still alive in Israel. At 10 a.m. on Thursday, a siren sounded for 2 minutes and the country came to a standstill. The evidentiary stage of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial has begun. During 3 days of testimony by one of the prosecution's key witnesses, the former CEO of the Walla news site, Ilan Yeshua, detailed the favourable treatment he said he was directed to give the Prime Minister in exchange for regulatory favours for the website's owners, Shaul and Iris Ilovich, which allegedly earned them more than 1.8 billion shekel. Yeshua told the court on Wednesday morning that after the 2015 elections, Ilovich's son sent him a WhatsApp message. "Congratulations, you gave Netanyahu the election. Now he will do what Bezeq expects him to do." Netanyahu has only appeared in court for roughly 30 minutes of the 20 hours of hearings held so far after he willingly forfeited his right to hear his accusers' testimonies. He was, however, required to appear in court for lead prosecutor Liat Ben-Ari's opening remarks on Monday. Jointist MK Ofer Kassif, the only Jewish Knesset member in the predominantly Arab joint list, on Friday was beaten by police while he was participating in a weekly demonstration in the Sheikh Jarrah neighbourhood against planned evictions. Kassif's glasses were broken and his shirt was ripped during the scuffles, in which police also used stun grenades to clear protesters. Kassif said afterwards, "The police are going crazy here. They're not letting people demonstrate. They were told I was a Knesset member and it didn't interest them. It's not the violence against an MK that is the main issue here. It is the continued police brutality against all protesters." Knesset Speaker Yariv Levin said he was shocked by the incident. Tikvah Hadasha leader Gideon Saar condemned the brutal police violence towards the joint list MK as a murderous blow to the Knesset and the parliamentary immunity. MK Bezalel Smotrich said the incident was grave and unacceptable in a democracy with the rule of law, saying the immunity of Knesset members is critical to fulfilling their role and is not a matter of one side or other of the political map. Lawmakers have immunity, allowing them freedom of movement, even at police blockades. Presidents of Israel's universities released a joint letter on Friday criticising the government's decision to withhold the country's most prestigious prize from a scholar over his political views, saying it severely harms free speech and free thought. The High Court on Thursday upheld Education Minister Yoav Gallant's move to temporarily block Oded Goldrach from receiving this year's Israel Prize in Mathematics and Computer Science over claims he supports the BDS movement, allegations he denies. Goldrach, a professor of computer science at Israel's Weizmann Institute, said he does not support the boycott movement but objects to building settlements. The letter says the presidents do not endorse Goldrich's political views, but they said that he should be able to express them without fear. The court gave Gallant 30 days to reach a decision about awarding the prize to Goldrich, in effect blocking him from receiving recognition at Thursday's ceremony on Yom HaTzma'ut. The court said he could be awarded the prize at a later date. The other recipients of the prize sent a letter last night saying they want Goldrich to be honoured with them. Israel's vaccination program meant a steady decline in coronavirus cases and the subsequent relaxation of restrictions on the population. Head of the Coronavirus Committee, Nachman Ash, said on Thursday that Israel will be fully reopened in a month if there's no sudden rise in the contagion as the country moves to return the education system towards full operation. The most complicated issue will be international travel. Israel currently limits the number of people who can enter and exit each day, fearing the spread of variants that could undermine the effective vaccination program. And finally, hundreds of demonstrators participated in the first mass protest against Prime Minister Netanyahu since the elections last night. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.